tale should we tell tonight? Crimson clowns? Hungry hounds? Oh,
mystical mirrors?
Lunar locusts?
How about the scariest story of them all? The tale of the 2014 midterm election.
Who the flip are you?
I'm a local politician. They say it's dangerous for people to be motivated to vote purely by hatred and fear. I say, let's find out. Submitted for the approval of the Midnight Society. I call this story, Ebola Evan.
He rode the subway in New York. He went bowling.
Instituted a travel ban.
Voted against preparing America for pandemics like Ebola.
Mandatory 21-day quarantine.
Ebola isn't really that contagious.
And it kills way less than the flu.
Okay, fine. But there's an old saying. Terrorists will kill us all. Submitted for the approval of the Midnight Society. I call this.
Okay, fine. You get one story, but you can't just use this as a fear-mongering focus group.
This one's really scary. I call it ISIS in the White House.
Their goal is to put a flag in the White House.
ISIS is a direct threat to the homeland.
At least 10 ISIS fighters have been caught coming across the Mexican border in Texas.
This president needs to rise to the occasion before we all get killed back here at home.
She calls it fear-mongering. I call it rational fear.
Even I know there's no evidence ISIS is planning attacks in the U.S.
So no fear on Ebola or ISIS? But what about both? Together. You know, there's an old saying.
Bro. At least spare us the adage.
Submitted for the approval of the Midnight Society, I call this Ebola-infected Mexican ISIS.
Ebola or ISIS or Ebola on the backs of ISIS could come through our border.
The ISIS of biological agents.
Unsecure southern and northern border. Is that a big part of this problem?
I was referring to the border of the three countries in Africa.
There's never been a case of a terrorist coming across the border.
Okay then, with pot legalization on the ballot, this time it's the real reefer madness. Submitted for the something of the whatever, I call this the Halloween candy from hell.
Pop-tarts, Buddha fingers. Sounds funny, but it's downright scary if it ends up in your child's Halloween stash.
Several lawmakers pushing the Saving Kids from Dangerous Drugs Act.
Sure, the only buzz the kids get is a sugar high.
The only buzz kids get is a sugar high.
Marijuana used by teens like us has either been down or unchanged since weed has been legalized.
I call this, my opponent rapes and murders people.
Releasing violent criminals like Evan Ebel from prison, even when they threaten to kill.
Partly responsible for the murder of prison director Tom Clements.
Allowing criminals like Nico Jenkins to be released early.
Is your family safe?
Do voters actually buy this crap?
I would hope so. Why aren't you guys getting scared? This is scary. I need to rally my base.
The only thing we have to fear in this election is you.
Yeah, man, come on, get out.
You gotta go, home. Man.
All right, all right. Our sword.
Vote Monticello, 2014.
Sometimes I wonder why our parents let us hang out in the woods after midnight.
You guys got any weed?
Yeah.
Yeah.